This week's parsha is the story of Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov's a tzaddik. Esav's a murderer. Yaakov is the future of humanity. Esav is the one who brings war and destruction and hatred. Yet divine providence has it that Yitzchak Avinu doesn't see it. Yaakov gets his future. He gets the blessing by having to pose as Esav and get blessed by his father who thinks he is Esav. Why couldn't it be straightforward? Why does it have to be all crooked? This is, you know, this is the beginnings of the Jewish nation. Yaakov was great. He was a good one. He deserved it. Why does it always have to be this way? And this is our history for most of the history of the Jewish nation. We haven't been at home. Yeah, we had our golden eras. There was the first temple and the second temple. But for most of our history, we've been strangers in strange lands, fighting to survive. Often having to use dishonest means just to survive. In so many civilizations, Jews were locked out of higher education. We couldn't be professionals. All we can do is be peddlers and not support our families. So Jews became smugglers. Face it, it was illegal to make any money if you were Jewish. But altogether a survival, not just financial survival. It was always a fight. Why? That's what this world is about. The good books refer to this world as Alma de Shikra. This is the world of Sheker, of falsehood. Face it, God created this beautiful world. But hides. He hides. You can't understand who he is. Wait, we can't imagine. What does Hashem look like? He doesn't look like anything. You've got to use your brains to figure out that this couldn't have been an accident. And even if you're willing to accept, which itself is a quite close to insanity, even if one has such faith, in randomness, you still have the unanswerable. When and where did it all happen? When did time begin and what was there before that? So you got to use your brains to figure that out. And then God pulled another fast one on us. He created the human being with a brain that is so creative that it can deny him. What did he do this for? We're not in it for the ride. Life is to be able to find truth through all the falsehood. That's what this world is all about. No, it's not simple, and it's not for simple people. The Jew can't be simple. In fact, the human being shouldn't be simple. The goal was for humanity, who was given a brain, was given intuition, to know what makes sense and what doesn't, to use it. And have to struggle to find the obvious. Everything's complicated. Yes, and Hashem created the world in a way that the best man doesn't always seem to win. Yeah, we've got to work through why do bad things happen to good people? And we've got to dig deep and come to the realization that our definition of good things and bad things is so superficial. And ultimately, struggle isn't evil. Growing through struggles. Having to see through everything superficial. Find the truth, find the meaning. Build ourselves and grow. That's what this world is all about. Every generation has its challenges. Our challenges are clear. We're living in a world where the good guys are pushing an agenda. That is so destructive. In the name of everything good, social justice, rights, in the name of everything good, are pushing an agenda that is destroying human beings, that has already destroyed the human mind. That has destroyed the human heart. The challenge for us is to see through all of this. Find the truth. and become great through the process of seeing through this alma, the shikra, the world of falsehood. That's what it's about. We were put here for every individual to use his brains and find Hashem, who's hiding himself so well. And when you use your brains, his presence is so obvious. That's our job. I certainly hope that that's what you're doing here. Using your brains. Tuning into your voice of reason. We're not about tradition. We're not about follow the leader. Judaism's about being wise. Using that brain Hashem gave you to find truth. To not be superficial. To be able to challenge what everyone else takes for granted. And when you find it, to be passionate. I want to share that with anyone you can. The world is rapidly deteriorating. We got to get people to think again. We got to get people to feel again. We got to get people to live for real. So I hope you're getting the message. Think. Use your brains. Think. Don't be superficial. And open the door to your feelings. That society has taught us so much to ignore so that we don't have to feel pain. And feel the pain of humanity that is going nowhere. And then make sure that whatever you do, the top of your agenda is bringing truth to everyone you meet. That's what it's about. That's what life is about. That's what we're about. It's finding the truth through all the confusion. All the way from Yaakov Avinu at the very beginning. So get it straight. Get it straight. And get on fire. Get others to think. Inspire them to think. Provoke them to think. And share with them the highest level of living this world has to offer.